Mets fans braving the rain in New York as their team wraps up a series against the Phillies, and the home squad would start fast against Nick Pivetta.
Curveball hit on the ground. That's a base hit in the right center, and the Mets have the early lead. Reyes trots in to score. Cabrera with a terrific turn at bat drives in its 47th run of the year, and the Mets lead it 1-0.
That's hit in the air pretty well to the right center field wall, going back. The right fielder Kim, it's gone. That was a very uncomfortable looking effort that Kim made for that ball. Darno doesn't mind as once again he goes to the opposite field, picks up his 11th home run, and the Mets have a 3-0 first inning lead. Chopper to the right side. That's a fair ball past the diving first baseman Joseph. Around third, coming home is Smith. Kim's throw to the plate cut off, and the Mets have a 4-0 lead.
Strike three called, inning over.
And the grounds crew coming out. And, well, they waited as long as they could. It is raining pretty hard right now, and at 9:03, they are going to stop play.
So Robert Gsellman makes the most out of his start on Wednesday. He does it with the arm and the bat. Here's the Mets skipper, Terry Collins.
Better sink, good command of his breaking balls, slider and his curveball. I thought he pitched great.
Do you sense any different attitude? You were talking before the game today about, you know, really wanting to see that same guy you saw at the end of last year.
Well, I didn't know if I sensed it, but I saw it. I certainly saw a different guy on the mound. You saw it right from the start. I mean, first pitch, fastball, base hit. Second pitch, fastball, strike, base hit, and then bears down and gets out of the inning. And I just said, boy, this guy's, you know, this is the guy I saw, the competitiveness, and I thought he pitched a great game.
Aside from the stuff, was first pitch strike as important, you know, and as good as you've seen him this year?
Yeah, no question about it. And again, you saw consistent stuff throughout the game. I think the weather and the conditions started to get a little rough, but I really thought the command of his pitches tonight was the best I've seen him this year.
Jerry? Obviously, it's a shortened start, but it goes in the books as a complete game. Do you think something like this can maybe serve as a little building block for him the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think that certainly, you know, he came back, and when I talked to him this afternoon about pitching today, he said, yeah, I was hoping I was going to get the chance. And I think, you know, he has come back with a little different frame of mind that, looked at, you know, I got to work myself back in the rotation somehow. So we're going to take a look, and we got so much pitching right now. We got to take a look and see where we can fit him in again. But for sure, he certainly earns another chance to go out there.
Gary, did you think you were going to get this one in?
No. No, I really didn't. They said at home plate that the rain was coming. They thought about 8:30. We have not played the fastest games, so I thought we were going to have a tough time getting it in by getting five in, and certainly getting the lead early helped. But at all of a sudden, when it was raining pretty good, and they do such a great job on our field with the drainage, that I said, I turned to Dickie and I said, this game could go on all night like this. And with the rain, and then it got a little heavier, and so they stopped it. But I didn't. And when we started that game, I said we got no way to get five innings in.
Steve,
Terry, with Travis, is that just more of what you were talking about before the game? Do you feel like he's making a conscious effort to start to go the opposite way?
Steve, I think so. Certainly. As I said, you know, when he first got here, that's where he was the most dangerous. And when you're going the other way and you're seeing that ball, letting that ball get a little deeper, you know, you're seeing it pretty good. And those are good signs that, you know, he's doing what we thought he might. I don't care if it's what time of year it is to see it. It's a nice to see.
Terry, I know you can never get into a guy's head, his frame of mind, but does having Plawecki come up and, you know, share the playing time and play pretty well, could that light a little bit of a fire under Travis?
It could. I certainly don't know how he feels about it, but I think it can. Because I know Plawecki's driven. I know, you know, Kevin's here to show that he belongs here and is looking for a job to stay here. And so he's certainly motivated, and maybe Travis, there's a little piece of him saying, hey, look, this is my job. So, but those are questions for him.
On Thursday, the Mets will play host to the Reds to begin a four-game series. Matt Harvey will start the opener.